Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your recuperating couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February 20th, 2012.
And this is episode 49.
We're one away from 50.
One away from 50.
That's crazy.
And is today a prime number?
Yes. Yes? I don't know. Is it?
No, 7 times 7.
Okay. Look, I'm not even over you. This math is not my best subject.
That was wrong of me. I should have.
You knew it wasn't a prime number.
I was going to tell you earlier I was going to do that.
See, now I'm paranoid. Every time I think something might be, it's, wait, 51's a prime number.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Are you taking notes right now?
I should be.
Are you writing them down? 51, 53, let's see.
57,
59.
60. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
67.
I'm pretty sure there's a Google out there that'll tell you all the.
I bet it's 67.
Is 63 one?
No, because 60 is divisible by 3. So yeah. 3 must.
You remember you do 6 plus 3?
Don't math talk.
No, I'm just saying. Remember you're supposed to add the numbers that make up the number?
No.
Like 63, you add 6 plus 3, and that's 9, so it's divisible by 3. 27, that's divisible by 3.
Okay. You start talking math. It goes in my ear, out the other.
Well,
it's really bad.
Well, for me, it's all the rules. You know what I'm saying?
I like rules too.
You know, so
math doesn't like me.
Oh man, yeah. We want to thank Pretty Lights Music for hooking us up with our theme song. And you know what? I don't even know what we're going out on today because.
It's been a crazy day today.
It's been a crazy day. We've been kind of ripping and running around.
And we're recording a little later than usual today.
Yeah, like almost 2 hours later than what we normally record.
Which is really bad.
Yeah, so we're recuperating because last week, you know, Renee was sick. And it was about Saturday morning I woke up and I couldn't breathe out of one of my nostrils.
I gave it to him.
But luckily enough, you had a remedy that Deidre hooked us up with the Sudafed.
Sudafed is amazing. Even though, so when Deidre told me which medicine I needed to get, not the Mucinex, but the Sudafed.
Right.
I went to Target to get it, and I stood in line for 10 minutes, and their computers were down, so they couldn't look me up to see if I was a meth head,
yeah.
I was like, I was so sick. I was so mad.
Right,
so
right.
Then I went to Walmart and had to stand in line away for that. And then they had to enter in all this information.
And the crazy part was when we left Target, we went to Subway. And we went to Subway, and this is the longest that we have ever waited in line to get some food from Subway.
We waited in line for 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
And I told Jay that it smelled weird in there, but he didn't believe me. I swear it smelled weird in there.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't smell anything, but that's not the first time that I haven't been to pick up on the smell. So
I took some Sudafed for about 3 days,
right.
And I am all better.
Yeah. Yeah. And I started Saturday. Yesterday was Sunday. Today's Monday. I went ahead and took some today because I just didn't even want feel like trying to wait it out or anything like that. So I took some at 4, about 4 o'clock today. But I've been kind of achy a little bit too, so I took some aspirin earlier as well.
You might have the flu.
Hell no, I ain't got no flu, man. No, forget that. I mean, I feel fine now, so don't say that.
No, okay.
Um, But and then also the other reason we started late was because my Audacity that I use to record a podcast is looking really weird. Like, I usually watch it when we're recording. I kind of see how our peaks are, you know, and but today, for some odd reason, our peaks are really low, and it looks very different than what I'm used to, and I'm kind of weirded out a little bit. Like, I'm worried that it's something's wrong, but everything sounds right, and everything sounds okay. I'm just really, I'll be all right when it comes down to it, you know what I'm saying?
I think you're worried about it.
I am worried about it, and I was going to do my bumper for the weekend wrap-up because I'm going to talk about some software that I got in tech that I was going to use. But, you know, I got distracted with that and everything else. But let's go ahead and head on to the weekend wrap-up. So,
sounds great.
This weekend, regardless that, you know, I was a little sick, you know, we keep trucking because that's how we roll.
Yep. That's just what we do. We just keep on going.
So we finally packed up the whole kitchen.
Packed up the pots and pans and all that
plates
stuff, so.
And glasses. We left out 2 forks and 2 spoons and 2 knives, and we have so, paper plates.
Yeah, it's gonna be takeout from here on out
for until we move into the new house.
Excuse me, I keep yawning. I'm sorry. It happens every week.
It's funny because you weren't yawning before.
I wasn't. I wasn't yawning until, bam, we started the podcast and I started yawning.
Is it confrontation?
I don't know what it is. I know it's not confrontation.
Do you feel like it's confrontational here? You feel like we're confrontational on the podcast?
No.
You have something you need to tell me?
It'll blow over. I'll stop yawning. Nobody look at me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
But I'll cover up for you. So I can cover up for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can do that with.
But now that we're doing video, everybody's going to see anyway.
But let's see if they watch. So I can cover up for you.
All right.
Just don't say, oh, yawn, you know. But for the weekend, we also had Friday off because last Sunday, Renee worked and I did a little work. And I took a half day. And so Friday, we did a lot on Friday. We went shopping and we actually went to Office Max and we got these. Well, I looked on Amazon and these desks are like $500. And we got these desks for $75. These are commercial grade Bush C series or Costa series, but it's Bush furniture. And
it's nice.
And we got 2 of them, $75 each. And I can't wait till we move in the house and get them set up.
So we move in a week in like 5 days.
Right.
So ready.
So we're waiting on the final walkthrough. And everything, and hopefully be closing next week, and we're just really excited. And so you'll get a show next week, and that'll be episode 50, and it'll be a special show. And hopefully we won't be too bogged down. Hopefully, I think we're going to do a show next week.
Yeah, we should be fine.
You know, because it may be a little bit longer than normal with what we're going to do.
And then we went shopping for guy stuff, grills and lawnmowers.
And it was funny because. We got the Home Depot, and we were like getting out of the car, and we were walking up to Home Depot, and I was like, "Yeah, well, I was like, we don't need a self-propelled lawnmower." And what'd you say?
I was like, "I need a self-propelled lawnmower. I've always had a self-propelled lawnmower."
And I was like, "Really?"
I was like, "Yeah." Because
I grew up where we didn't have a self-propelled lawnmower, and I had to mow hills and banks and. All kinds of craziness, and that was all J power. That was no Mary propelled lawnmower. That was me pushing that bad boy.
So I told Jay, if you want me to help mow the lawn, I need a self propelled lawnmower or assist propelled or whatever. It's called.
So we're gonna it's a self propelled is what it's called. So we looked up, and I think we're going to end up getting a Toro 22-inch. Propelled lawnmowers. I think I'm more of the kind that's like, that's one more thing that can break. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But But yeah.
I know. Well, it's always one more thing that can break.
Yeah, I know.
That's how it is with the house. I have to get used to stuff breaking.
I know. And
in the house. That's what savings are for.
Yeah, that and home warranties. Home warranties.
Yeah, but that's only a year, so.
But you'll get the option to extend it each year.
Yeah, I'll be extending it.
Yeah.
So, how much is it every year?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I'll be extending it.
We'll be extending it, so that'll be part of our savings to save it, so that we can continue on with that. So, because you never know, some technology might break. What?
Technology.
I don't think that's covered under the home warranty.
It's not. But you know what? I didn't even ask. Were you done with the week?
Sure, I'm done.
I'm sure. Okay, so I think it was last week that I went out and purchased some software. So last week in tech, I bought some software called Traktor Duo Pro. And you're probably saying, what is Traktor Duo Pro? Well, let me tell you. It is some DJ software that I picked up. And it's kind of a bucket list type thing that I've been wanting to work on. Trying to DJ a little bit. I mean, I don't know, you know, where I'm going to go with it. If it's going to be more self-satisfying DJing for Renee, you know, give her some dance music around the house.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like nice because he's been playing old school stuff. So
yeah.
It's been like a party at the Valentine's.
And, you know, I'm messing around with some of the settings and getting on Renee's nerves just a little bit, you know, because.
Just a little.
Right. And, you know, I'm just trying to learn the software, but, you know, but it's funny when it gets on your nerves, so I'll do it again just to spite you a little bit.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. So we were eating lunch today and.
What'd you do to me?
You
did something to
you. You asked me where we're going to move the TVs with us.
Oh, yes.
And it was like the fourth time that we talked about it. And so each time that we talked about it, I was real nice in how I answered it. And then this fourth time, I was a total ass. I said, yes, Renee, we're going to move the TVs. We're going to move the TVs, Renee. Do you want to move the TVs? Yeah, we'll move the TVs. So if you want to move the TVs, we'll just move the TVs. Not let two men in the truck do it. Happy?
I just gave him that flat look.
You did. But
I
now.
I hated him so well.
And I said, I was like, no, because I think I threw that too. How many times you already asked me that? Da, 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 da. And I said, I bet you remember the answer now.
I hated him so much right now. I hated him.
But, you know I love you. And you know I just jokingly and stuff like
I
that.
I know you do. I know it's all jokes.
You know, and it's just real funny. It's just something that, you know, I know we'll go back and laugh at because it was pretty good. You get me too sometimes. So, but yeah. So, DJ Cowboy
in the house.
In the house. So hopefully I'll have some time this week to try to really do the weekend wrap up bumper because I was going to use the software to do that, but I got sidetracked with everything else and was trying to figure out what the heck was going on. So, but yeah, that was last week.
Media.
So, I guess I'm always kicking off the segment.
No, that's not true because I kicked off the weekend segment.
Oh, you did.
That's not true.
It's not.
I keep track in my mind.
You do?
No, not really.
Oh, I was just saying because I don't. I really know a lot of things I keep track of, but that's what I don't. Because sometimes I feel like that maybe I drive it too much.
No, because I will choose to drive. So.
Oh, you will? Oh,
heck
snap.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So last week in media.
Oh, the movies by chance.
Oh, movies by chance.
Okay, so we rolled a 70 for Vera Drake. Now, this, you know, won awards and all this stuff. Boring.
Hey,
the premise was good.
I'll tell you right now, Zombie Gunship was a good game during that movie.
the premise was good. You know, it's about this woman in England, I don't know, 30s, 40s, something like that.
Right, right.
She's helping women miscarry to help them out since abortions are illegal.
Right.
So she gets in trouble, whatever. So, but the premise was okay, but the execution was horrid. It was so boring. They spent like 45 minutes stuff you don't even need to see.
Right.
Like, they showed her doing this procedure like 8 times when only like 3 was necessary.
Right.
They showed all of her family at their menial jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though we did see a cameo from what's his face from IT
Crowd. Yeah.
What is his name?
I don't know, yo.
It
wasn't Morris.
Turn it off and turn it back on again, guy. Why can't I remember his name?
I'm going to have to look it up. Keep talking,
okay,
though.
Okay, so Vera Drake, it was, I don't know, it just wasn't good. And I was sad.
What? You were sad?
I was sad. I like seeing a good movie, but it's sad when I see a bad one.
Chris Roy from IT Crowd, which is Chris O'Dowd.
Chris O'Dowd. So he was in there. I was like, oh, that sounds like, oh, wait, it is.
Right.
It's a 2004 movie.
Right. So. And I think you were disappointed because we've been watching a lot of Downton Abbey. So it's like, it's almost like if it's BBC or if it's from England. It's going to be great.
It's supposed to be.
It's like, if it's from England, it's supposed to be great.
So I'm telling you, don't bother seeing Vera Drake.
Well, some people may like it.
Some people may like it.
But for us, it was kind of like.
But don't come crying to us if we told you don't see it and you go see it and you don't like it.
Yep.
Don't cry to us. So our other choice was
Rabbit Hole.
Starring Nicole Kidman.
That was an interesting movie.
Yeah,
it was much better. It was much better than Vera Drake. I don't know, of course, they had Nicole Kidman and homegirl from Grey's Anatomy.
Sandra Oh.
Sandra
but yeah, but this couple was trying to get over the death of their 4-year-old, and it starts off 8 months after his death. So
and it had Harvey Dent. Harvey Dent.
Every time he saw this dude, Jay would say, Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent.
He's played other roles. I swear he has, Jay.
Whoops. I'm looking up Harvey Dent now.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, so Rabbit Hole, it was sad, but it was good. And Nicole Kidman.
Aaron Eckhart.
Sometimes I find Nicole Kidman kind of like an ice princess, but she was more, I don't know, she was a little warmer in this movie.
Right.
We gave it like a 4. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I would give it a 3, But then I see where...
I overruled.
Yeah, you overruled. And I see where the 4 comes from. I mean, now that I go back and think about it, and then also watching Vera Drake, yeah, I totally give it a 4. And plus, you know, it had Harvey Dent in there and everything. So, Toby.
Oh, what is that?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
My dog, those that may be watching, you can see behind me. You saw
anything.
A curled up tail. Over there. He was over there. He was over there for a long time, though.
You hear that?
Oh, it is time to roll for Movies by Chance.
I hope you have Netflix up.
I do have it up.
It's odd, so that means...
Wait. Before you say that, I need to remove Vera Drake. It wasn't removed for some odd reason. Netflix was tripping this past week.
Did you remove Rabbit Hole?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so it's odd, so it's 0. 93.
You rolled 93 last week, too.
No, I didn't. I rolled 70 and 134.
Oh, it's a thriller called Choose.
Oh, that's scary.
Grad student Fiona teams with her detective father to find a ghastly killer who forces his victims to choose between two gruesome fates.
That sounds scary.
2.1 stars.
Oh, no. Okay.
It was on IFC, it looks like.
Oh, no.
And it's only 86 minutes, too.
Okay. Maybe we'll get through that one pretty fast.
I don't feel like watching a thriller, but...
Sorry.
I know.
I can't even get you to watch Candyman.
I know. We still need to watch that.
Yeah.
We were going to watch it, but it got too late, and you said you didn't want to watch it.
Oh, whatever.
Well, you did.
All right, we'll watch it this weekend, if we have time.
Okay. Next up.
Okay.
Did you write it now?
Yes.
I'm looking. Yep, there you go.
186.
Ooh. Down to the bottom of the list. 186. Woman, thou art loose. I put that one on there.
Woman, thou art loose.
This frank drama follows the valiant struggle of a woman trying to come to grips with her dark legacy of abuse, addiction, poverty, and prostitution.
So we have a serious movie and a thriller.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's 93. Let me move 93 up. Woman, thou art loose is supposed to be good. You know it's based off of the T.D. Jakes sermon, woman,
so,
book.
Yep. So I've heard.
It's rated R, too.
Oh, wow.
I remember when people were really upset that his movie was rated R because, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, people are like, this is Pastor T.D. Jakes, and this movie's supposed to be, you know, for the godly folk, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's real issues, you know, a real issue that he's talking about, you know? A woman coming, you know, triumphing over some struggles in her life and stuff like that. I mean, how are you going to, you know, not make it realistic?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, people crack me up, as always.
People always crack me up.
You know. But, yeah, so we have Woman That Art Loosed and Choose.
Choose
has two O's. You know, I struggle with that sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I have to say it, and then I have to rhyme a word with, like, a moose, choose, okay. Or hose, chose.
That's awesome.
So, see.
Everybody has their thing. I have my things, you have your things.
You have grammar, you have the English language, and I have math.
Two perfect peas in a pod.
Peas in a pod. And so, this weekend, we also started watching, wait for it, Jersey Shore.
Oh, I almost didn't put this on here because I was so, I don't know. All right. So I've heard it's people's guilty pleasure and they can't help but watch it. And I kind of see why, because they're like cartoon characters. They're ridiculous.
Very ridiculous.
They're so over the top that you feel like you aren't even watching real people.
Right.
Like, some reality shows are real people doing fake things. It's like these are fake people doing even faker things. So, and I watched it, and I can see why it's my guilty pleasure. I can't see myself having a marathon. I think my brain would cave in on itself.
Right.
But I might watch a couple here and there if I want some mindless TV.
Right.
Jersey Shore. It's on Netflix now. Go check it out if you want your brain to rot.
Oh. I finished up Colony this week also.
Oh, you did finish up Colony.
And it was lame, and I removed it off the queue so fast because I didn't want any new episodes to come on, and me want to watch them. So
okay, yeah, it was worse than
yeah. The first season was great.
I thought the first season was pretty good. Like, I thought the first season was kind of dumb, but then I watched the second season, and I'm like, oh my god, the first season was so great.
It was like Rabbit Hole and Vera Drake.
Yes, kind of like that. But so yeah, The Colony. Meh.
Right.
Meh.
And we've been playing a little bit of Plants vs. Zombies.
We did play Plants vs. Zombies. We got it on a deal. It was how much was it?
It was $1.99. We talked about it last week.
But we've been playing it a little more, and it's a great game to pick up and play and then put down.
Right.
And it's interesting watching Jay play. Because it's so different from the way I play sometimes. So, I can see you. Oh,
yeah, I was trying to stretch my legs out. See, I can't wait till we get the new desk because I can just stretch my leg out.
Yeah, you can stretch. Yeah.
I don't have like a board.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be exciting for the new desk.
I know. But yeah, so what about how I play? Tell me. I mean, what interests you? Or what's intriguing about how I play, the vast mistakes that I make?
No, and you're like, oh crap, I didn't mean to do that. Oh crap, oh. It's just like you're very into it when you play. It's kind of
awesome. Yeah, I mean, because I like having, I try to figure out, so you know how I am. I always try to figure the rules or how I can make things work, you know, to a certain extent. Like with the little pellet shooters, shooters that hide when they get too close.
Right.
So I usually do like two rows of sunflowers are two rows of sun gathering plants. And then I put my shooters in front of it. What I found out, if I put it on this particular mushroom, if I put a row of sun, those little flowers, and then I put a row of the other ones, the shooters that hide, mm-hmm. and then put another row of sunflowers in front of them, then that means that if a monster gets to the sunflower, they'll still shoot while they're being eaten.
Oh, okay.
Because it's when they get the next square to them is when they, you know, they hide.
Yeah.
So that keeps them two squares away and they keep shooting. So, you know, but yeah, I do get panicky a little bit.
I love
bit
how you do the rules. It's like, okay, because, do this and this and this.
Because I hate when I accidentally put down two walnuts, two walls before, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And it's a mistake. And I'm like, crap. And they on such a huge cooldown. But,
Plants vs. Zombies, go pick it up if you never played it. It is fun.
Right. I'm playing it right now on my iPhone.
I know people who have it on their iPhone, their iPad, they have it on Xbox, they have it on, you know, everywhere.
Yep.
So, and then I beat some games.
I'm going to be quiet now.
Why?
Because.
This is me?
Yes, this is all you.
Shut up.
I'm going
to
be quiet.
No, you can weigh in. I beat Batman Arkham Asylum, which I was wanting to beat. That was the first game on my list, and it was pretty good. It's you know, everybody knows all about Batman Arkham Asylum. I play with the Xbox controller. I like the control of that more than the keyboard. I am a controller person.
Well, I will say this with Batman Arkham Asylum, even though I'm a keyboard person, that game is much easier to play with the controller because it's really awkward with all the stuff that you can do with the, like, using the special gadgets and stuff that mm-hmm. he has. So, I mean, it makes sense, you know, to play it with the controller because you get that extra button to, you know, pull up all the gadgets and stuff.
Right, right. So I beat that. It was good. Bam, done. Now I can play Arkham City when I get settled in a new house.
That was one game.
Two games.
Whoop! Well, here comes the second game.
I beat Braid.
What?
This was an independent game?
Yeah, it's an indie game.
It's an indie game.
They won a reward. They won a reward back in 2010, I believe.
A reward or award?
Award.
I was like, a reward.
Blame it on the Sudafed.
So, Braid was really good. The art is amazing. And I've never seen a mechanic like this. Basically, you control time.
Right.
And that's what it, and it sounds so simple when I say it, but if you play it, you'll be blown away. It's so different from any other game you've ever played.
Right, right.
And it's really fun. The art is gorgeous. And so, yeah. So, Braid, this guy is looking for the princess. Not the Mario looking for a princess in another castle type, but he's searching for someone he loves. So.
But it was 2006 and 2008 when they won awards.
Oh, okay. So, Braid is awesome. Go get Braid. I don't think it's that much. So.
Nah, I mean, when we bought them, I think they were $5.99 or so like that.
So, but you can definitely get it on a sale sometime.
You know, at least, at the most, you'll probably pay $10, you know, which we'll talk about later.
and so the next game that I'm going to beat, I'm determined, is Torchlight.
Ah.
I'm not sure how far, like, I don't know how far I am.
How far are you? Do you know if, like, level 20th floor or?
I can't remember. I don't know. I feel like I'm really far.
I hear it gets repetitive, though.
It is getting repetitive, especially because I have a I win button. This button kills everybody within 2 to 3 blasts. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Oh, you're like, boring.
A little, but I want to get through it. So, I am.
Well, that's good. That means you might beat it this weekend.
Maybe. I might beat that this weekend. Then I can move on to something else.
Right.
Which, let's see what's next. See, I have a couple things that I know I'm probably not going to play, like Magicka.
Right.
Am I really going to finish that? I don't know. Trine, am I really going to finish that? I don't know.
And the thing that gets me is that Torchlight 2 isn't even out yet. And they're supposed to have been out like in December.
Yeah.
Or January.
Torchlight 2 is a little late.
But you know what? So did Diablo 3 supposed to be out by now.
Well, Diablo 3 is huge. Is a little bigger than Torchlight 2. So, at least I think. Could be. So, then we, and then, all right, so everybody was bragging about this.
Oh my goodness.
Game. If you can see my video, it's in air quotes.
Speaking of $10.
How'd you spend your $10 this week?
So, instead of spending $10 to buy this hot game that's on Steam, it's supposed to be so awesome, named Dear Esther, that came out on Valentine's Day, spend your $10 and get Braid instead, and maybe Plants vs. Zombies. So Saturday morning, I was looking at Steam. I was like, oh, I got a hankering to buy something, but I don't know what to buy. They had Alan Wake up there, the whole complete series, for $29.99. And I was like, man, I don't know if I really want to spend $29 on a game that I'm probably going to play for an hour and then not play again for another year. Right. You know, because we know how I do.
Yeah.
Well, we know how I do.
Well, that's kind of how I do, too. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time.
You know, so. I buy it, I play it for an hour, then I put it up. And I'm like, I'm going to get back to it later. That's just how I do. So then I saw this other game that was like Dear Esther. It was a remake of a Half-Life mod. And there were raving people just talking about how beautiful it was. And the story was so compelling. And, you know, it was just art. So great. So great. And I was like, you know, for $9.99. And they were talking about the soundtrack. The soundtrack is awesome. The art. They're not lying. It is beautiful. It is really, really beautiful. It is beautiful art, beautiful music. And do I even start talking about it? I mean, because I feel like I bought it with different expectations. I thought it was an actual game where I get to do something.
Well,
where,
I mean,
where I get to, yeah. I thought it was a game. I mean, Solitaire is a damn game.
Solitaire is a damn game.
Solitaire is a game. I mean, there was more gameplay in Solitaire than in...
Solitaire definitely has more gameplay.
There was more gameplay in Solitaire than there was in Dear Esther. Now, granted, now that I know what I bought, I mean, I can appreciate it for what it is. But when I bought it, I could have sworn I was buying something that, you know, I was going to have to really use my brain to figure out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, granted, there are clues and there are, like, stuff written on the wall that you can read that kind of, you know, if you know, like, chemistry and stuff, that is appealing and you know, and if you listen to the story.
Kinda.
So, I mean, granted, I mean, I guess what I'm told is it's almost like Heavy Rain, but there's still more you can do in Heavy Rain.
Yep, still more you can do in Heavy Rain, so, yeah.
So I'll say this. If you're looking for art in a video, and if you're looking for an interactive story that is beautiful with beautiful music, you can get Dear Esther. I mean, it's $9.99. I wish they had included the soundtrack with it. Then I wouldn't be so, you know.
I don't know. It's. I'm just like, that's it.
Yeah, and it took
you know,
all of...
that's basically what I said, was that's it.
All of 50 minutes, you know, 50 minutes at the most to, you know, so it's almost like spending $10 to go watch a movie almost.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a 50-minute movie, so it's almost
don't
like a trick.
Don't waste your money.
It was like
it.
A trick.
Yeah, they did trick you a little bit. I
well,
mean,
no,
it's beautiful,
I meant trick,
but...
I meant trick like
oh.
Hook.
Oh. No, a hooker turns tricks.
Yeah, I guess. But
so that's a Dear Esther. Go on YouTube to watch it.
You I'll
get
say,
the same thing out of
you
it.
You know, I mean, you know, it's up to them. I mean, you know, like I said, it's beautiful. Just beware, buyer beware. Just know that you'll get more gameplay in Solitaire. Solitaire. I call it Solitaire all
yep,
the time.
Yep, you do. I was wondering why you were doing that, but I was just going to let it go.
No, because I'm country. I call it... I've always done that my whole life.
What, call Solitaire Solitaire?
I call Solitaire Solitaire my whole life, and I always catch myself every now and then. But yeah, there's more gameplay in Solitaire than there is in Esther. So, you have been warned. If you want to experience the beauty of Esther, of Dear Esther... Go for it. I'm just letting you know.
And then I've been playing another game Can't believe I'm playing this.
I can't believe you got me playing it.
Sim Social on Facebook. I can't believe I'm playing this. So I just want to quit. That's how much I can't believe I'm playing this.
So we've been on Facebook for years. Never played a game. I haven't. I never played a game.
No. I played like one game maybe.
But now there's this Sim Social out there. And it's like playing Sims. See, here's the appeal. So you know how we were playing Sims 3, right? Mm-hmm. And you know how I got so engrossed in it. I was playing for like hours on end.
Right.
Now, with Sims Social, you can't play for hours on end because you have energy.
Right. So you only play for so long.
Right. You only play for so long. Granted, you know, after an hour, you can probably log back in and play again, but you're not just in the game any longer. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's almost, I never played Sims Online. I know you played Sims Online, right?
Yeah, I played Sims Online and I loved it. Love the stuff.
Right. So we've been playing that, and you get like points for posting on people's walls, and if they click the link and all this other stuff. And there's quests to do, you know, go ask three friends about naughty friends, and then go at, and then look up naughty friends on the internet, and then go take seven
naughty friends on the internet.
Then go take seven cold showers, and you get like, you get progress into the French Connection quest.
I think I want to stop playing.
Really?
I think it's just so much, and it's pressure because there's like quests you have to get done within a certain time period if you want something, a reward, and I'm just like, you know what? Psh.
But so it's like this.
And they make you want to buy Sim Cash.
It does.
And I'm not buying it. I refuse. I'm not buying it.
And it reminds me of a game that I kind of picked up yesterday, which was the Monopoly Hotels by EA.
Yep, I'm not doing it.
And all that is EA's version of Tiny Towers.
Not doing it.
And so I spent yesterday playing a little bit, and then I finished my third hotel today, and I'm like, I'm done. I'm really done because it's like too much work. I have to go in, I have to check it, I have to go tap the electric company to make sure the power's built up because the lights are flickering and my people are mad, and I have to find the burglar, catch him and send him to jail. Then I have to go collect all the money, and then I'm done. Go away. I just want to go into Plants vs. Zombies, put some plants down, kill some zombies, and get out.
Well, then you need Zombie Gunship.
I think I'm done with Zombie.
Are you done with that?
With Zombie Gunship, because you're killing the zombies, then you gotta get upgrades. And then, I mean, I was just playing to see if I can beat Scott. I mean, I got real close to beating Scott on the number of zombies he killed.
I beat like one person, I think.
You know,
I was like, man, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's not my kind of game. So I was like, man, I'm done.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I'm done with Zombie Gunship. I'm done with Monopoly Hotels. I'm done with Dear Esther. And I think that's the one that gets me the most was Dear Esther. Ugh.
We finished it, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we, quote, beat the game.
Beat the game.
And with that, let's get to the great part of the show.
The fridge is not prepared!
I'm kind of sad, though, because this section is getting smaller and smaller the nearer we get to moving.
I know, and you know it's going to be non-existent next week, right?
Yeah. Unless we won't have any food segment
unless next week. Unless you find some awesome way to make some kind of microwave meal.
You know, no. So,
What we could do, I mean, we could maybe feature restaurants here.
Maybe. Maybe we'll go to a new restaurant next week.
Yeah. Since we're going to be kind of eating out.
Yep. Because I have no room. Ooh.
Oh, I know what I'm going to talk about after you talk about this. I know what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, yes, I must talk about
it. Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, I tried a new recipe this past week. It was so easy. It was the easiest thing I've ever made. It's coffee crusted steak. Now, it sounds weird. It sounds really weird, but it's not so weird. You take a ribeye, salt, pepper. You I did both sides coated with coffee, but maybe just one side is fine. I would just do one side. Just do one side.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Was it too much coffee, you think?
I didn't think so.
Okay. So you can do both sides. And then you have some butter and oil and fry it up 2 minutes on both sides. You have coffee crusted steak. And I used hazelnut flavored coffee. And you know what? It was freaking good.
It was amazing.
It was so good. I was like, I never thought coffee crusted steak would taste great. But it does. I got it from the website Kevin and Amanda. They're kind of like
Kevin and Amanda.
Thank you, Kevin and Amanda. And I am going to have a link to that in the show notes.
You said they're kind of like what? You said they're kind of like
Us a little bit. Like they do, like I like couples who do things with each other, like as an outlet into the world.
All the couples
Kevin
should
and
do.
Amanda.
All couples should do something together.
Yeah, they should always. Everybody should do something together.
Right.
So
yeah,
everybody do something together.
Everybody do something together.
Everybody
now.
In the club get. Tipsy.
Yeah, right.
So what is this thing that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, so on Saturday morning, because you know we had everything packed, we had to eat breakfast, we went to Waffle House. And so Waffle House has these 15 meals for $5. And one of those meals was grits all the way with, what was it with? Oh, with a beverage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
you
I was,
were like, what's grits all the way?
I was like, what's grits all the way? And it was like, oh, it's like, you know, getting hash browns all the way, you know, onions, mushrooms, chili, jalapenos, and some other stuff, cheese. And I was like, so you put all that in grits? And I was like, yeah. And they was like, top it with chili and everything. I was like, you know what? That actually sounds pretty doggone good. So I got grits all the way with an egg on the side and an order of bacon. And I have to say, that was very delicious. I mean, it was a new way of eating grits that I never really thought of eating before.
It looked a little messy.
But once I mixed it up and everything, I mean, with the chili and everything else, mm-hmm. It was very hearty. It was very tasty.
It was, yeah, it looked pretty good.
So it was really good, and I definitely will be going back. So those $5 15 meals are for the month of March.
Oh, it was just the month of March?
I think so.
Oh.
So.
Loved it.
So I'm looking forward to that and everything. And just when you go to Waffle House, look out for the meals and try to grits all the way.
Of course, I love Waffle House. So Waffle House is nummy.
That'll be one of the places that we'll visit during our pre-move.
Not cooking anything.
Yeah.
So weird.
All right. At Valentine's,
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
All Jay right. did something awesome.
So we were, Saturday, we were sitting here doing something. I happened to check my email, and I got an email from the PNC Broadway, PNC Broadway folks that do all the Broadway shows here in Louisville, where they bring like Broadway shows in. And one of the special events that they had this year was the Blue Man Group. And so we ordered tickets for the Blue Man Group. We're going in April.
Yep. And I've already seen the Blue Man Group in Boston.
Right.
It was amazing. It was a smaller space, more intimate. So I'm interested to see how they're going to do it. It's in Whitney Hall at the
right.
Kentucky Center, which is large. So, yeah, it was such a good show. It was amazing. I still love the music. I have the album
right.
from the music that I heard. And I'm really excited for Jay to go and see it. I'm really excited to see what he thinks. We're up front.
Yeah, we're in, like, row B. And it's
so,
like,
it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be freaking awesome. I'm really excited.
I am so excited. I am so ready to go to Blue Man Group. And we're going to make a date out of it.
Oh, yeah. So, we got it for a Tuesday night, you know. And it's going to be kind of cool, you know. You know, being in the house and everything, and I'm just, you know, I don't know, just this time of this phase of this chapter of life that we're
it's
in right
awesome.
Now, babe.
It's fun.
It's very exciting.
It's and all exciting.
We were checking today on flights for Nerdtacular.
It's very depressing.
Oh, my goodness. Flights are, like, through the roof
like
right now.
They're, like, $418 for flights. And I'm hoping it'll drop, like, $150.
Right.
Which is what it did last year. So I still have hope. that'll drop.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to try to catch it because, like, today they had flights for April 25th through April the 30th and from Louisville to Salt Lake, and they were, like, $370, maybe less than that.
That's not even...
I think I have to go back.
Well, we'll just have to keep looking.
Right.
Just keep looking. Is all we can do.
So, that's a show, man. We just need to tell you guys how to
contact us. Damn it.
Yeah. So we have a few ways you can contact us, and we have one new way also. If you want to reach us by email, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. That is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Guess what?
What?
People can call us now.
Oh, snap.
So you totally can call us. The number is 415-75-V-CAST. That's V as in Victor, CAST. Or if you don't want to look at the numbers to try to figure out the letters, that's 415-758-2278.
Yep, and I will add that contact information on the website under the contact section in case you
there's a little widget I'm going to give you. And if they go to the website, they can click it and says, call us.
Ooh.
Ooh.
If you want to see video of this podcast and the previous podcasts, you can go to youtube.com/ValentineCast. If you want to tweet Jay, tell him how awesome he is, you can tweet him at The Cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow, T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W.
And man, that is a wrap.
That's a wrap, guys.
Oh, man. That wasn't long at all.
48 minutes.
Yeah, well, we got to
video's
48 minutes. Well, we got to edit out and everything, but it'll be 48 minutes by the end of the song. So, but man, thank you all for listening to the show, and
thanks for spending your day with us, whether it be a Tuesday or Wednesday, or even a Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
right?
Even a Sunday.
Yep, and just to let you know, we were on we said this last week, but we're on East Screen, West Screen. That show came out on Saturday, and it was great. Go out there and give it a listen. You can find them at kong-cast.com. Just want to thank Paul and Kevin again for having us on, and it was a blast. So,
Jay, I hope you get well.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get well and keep drugged up. You know, my heart racing.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.